The Lord is good. The Lord is good. And all the time. A very good morning to you all, church, and welcome to Newport-on-Tay Church of Scotland and to our service of public worship. Today is Sunday, the 30th of November, 2025. It is the first Sunday in Advent. On behalf of all of us members of this church, I would like to welcome all those who are worshiping with us this morning for the first time or doing so after a long while. Welcome also to our brothers and sisters who are worshiping via Zoom and those who will be listening to our church service afterwards from our website. The intimations are as printed out in the order of service in your hands. Tonight we will have an evening service beginning at 6:30 p.m. here in the church, and it will be Holy Communion. All are welcome. Let us take a moment of silence and prepare ourselves for worship. Let us worship God. Our first hymn, O come, Emmanuel, 273.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, we thank you for the gift of this new morning, for the night that has passed, and for the breath of life that greets us anew. You have carried us through the months of this year, through winter's chillness, spring's promise, summer's light, and autumn's turning, and now, by your mercy, you bring us to the threshold of Advent. We praise you for the seasons of the church year, for every rhythm that teaches us to wait, to watch, and to hope in your redeeming love. And as we hear again the ancient cry of Isaiah, "Awake, awake, put on your strength, O Zion," we turn to you with longing hearts. Merciful God, we confess that we are often more like a sleeping city than a watchful people. We have allowed weariness to dull our faith, routine to replace devotion, and fear to silence our trust. You call us to shake off the dust, but we remain stuck in what is familiar. You invite us to stand upon your promises, yet too often we cling to our own strength. Forgive us, Lord, clothe us again with the garments of salvation. Lift us from the ashes of our complacency, and let your redeeming arm be revealed among us. Make us watchful for your coming, faithful in prayer, humble in repentance, and joyful in hope. As we enter this holy season, open our eyes to your light, our hearts to your whisper, and our lives to your renewing grace. For you are the God who comes, the God who saves, the God whose comfort is for all nations. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us always to pray, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." Our next hymn is 153, "Great is Thy Faithfulness." morning, children. Good morning, children. I would like one sharp child to come up and light the first Advent candle. Okay, I'll take Jacob. This one. Pull that back. Gently. Oh, that's good. How are we today? Have you been good?
Yeah.
Very good?
Yeah.
Are you enjoying this beautiful weather?
Yeah.
Yeah? Is it beautiful weather? I just came back from Cameroon. Very, very warm. And I came back into this beautiful Scottish cold weather. So this morning, let's begin again with a few questions. And I want to talk about something special about today. At the beginning of the service, do you remember what I said about today's service? What did I say the service today was about? First Sunday in Advent. Do you know what Advent is? Yes. The countdown to Christmas. And Christmas is very special, isn't it? Why is it special? Yes. Yeah. The birth of Jesus, is that really why it is special? What are some of the nice things that happen during Christmas? Yes. You get a present. Yes. Nice food. Oh, you mean you don't have nice food now? I'm sure you do. You get presents, you get nice food. So Advent is countdown to Christmas. It is the season when we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And during Advent, we are told to expect Jesus. During the season of Advent, we are expecting Jesus. So let me ask you a few questions. Have you ever overslept for school? You just slept on and it was 10 a.m. when you should be in school. Never. Have you? Ariel, you have overslept for school. I didn't know that. Now, have you ever pretended you were awake when someone called your name? Meanwhile, you were actually sleeping. No. Okay. Now, I thought that I was the only one who sometimes is not awake or vigilant because I really forget things. Sometimes I forget announcements in church. Things I wanted to say, I forget them. Sometimes I put my sunglasses on my forehead and I start looking for them, meaning I'm not very awake. Now, in Advent, we are called to be awake, to be alert, to be expectant, to remember that something is going to happen, that Jesus Christ is coming. So Advent is like bells ringing and saying, look, wake up, wake up, wake up. Something wonderful or something beautiful is about to happen. But during Advent, we are also called to do some really nice things. What are some of the nice things you think we should be doing as we expect Christ? Spending time with our families. Spending time with our families. Yes, there are so many answers. You are not so good this morning. Are you okay? Spending time with our families, being kind to one another, spending time to pray, asking God to keep us awake as we expect Jesus Christ, being kind to one another, helping one another at home, helping your friends at school. And so at Advent time, it is like some bells are ringing that we should stay awake. listening for the voice of God and doing what is right and pleasing in his sight, even as we expect all the many presents that are sure to come our way. Let us pray. God, our Heavenly Father, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you for sending your Son into the world to be our Savior, our Lord, and our guide. As we begin this season of Advent, we ask, O God, that you help us stay awake, listening for your voice and being kind to one another. We thank you for our children, for their time in church, and for all they learn week by week. Be a blessing to them, open their hearts to your word, and strengthen their faith as they follow you. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Our next hymn is Once in Royal David City, is 315.
Thank you. If we wish to follow along with this morning's readings of the Holy Bible on the pew, the first one is on page 739, reading from Isaiah chapter 52, verses 1 to 10, page 739. Awake, awake, O Zion, clothe yourself with strength. Put on your garments of splendor, O Jerusalem, the holy city. The uncircumcised and the defiled will not enter you again. Shake off your dust, rise up, sit enthroned, O Jerusalem. Free yourself from the chains on your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For this is what the Lord says: you were sold for nothing, and without money you will be redeemed. For this is what the sovereign Lord says: at first my people went down to Egypt to live. Lately, Assyria has oppressed them. And now what do I have here, declares the Lord? For my people have been taken away for nothing, and those who rule them mock, declared the Lord. And all day long my name is constantly blasphemed. Therefore my people will know my name. Therefore in that day they will know that it is I who foretold it. Yes, it is I. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, your watchmen lift up their voices. Together they shout for joy. When the Lord returns to Zion, they will see it with their own eyes. Burst into songs of joy together, you ruins of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord will lay bare his holy arm in the sight of all nations, and all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God. The second reading is taken from Revelation, page 1235 of the Bibles. Revelation chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. To the church in Sardis. To the angels of the church in Sardis write, these are the words of him who holds the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your deeds. You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Wake up, strengthen what remains and is about to die, for I have not found your deeds complete in the sight of my God. Remember, therefore, that you have received and heard. Obey it and repent. But if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what time I will come to you. Yet you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes. They will walk with me, dressed in white, for they are worthy. He who overcomes will, like them, be dressed in white. I will never blot out his name from the book of life, but will acknowledge that name before my Father and his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say to the churches. Amen. And may the Lord add his blessings to these readings from his holy word. We will now continue our worship by singing hymn 519, Love Divine, All Love is Excelling.
Let us pray. Holy God, as we enter this season of Advent, open our hearts and quiet our minds. Awaken us from all that distracts or dulls our hearing. By your Spirit, shine light upon your word, that in listening we may truly see, and in seeing we may be changed. Speak, Lord, for your church is listening, and prepare in us a place for Christ, our coming King. Amen. Wake up, church. Advent begins at the soul's door. Wake up, church. Advent begins at the soul's door. You know, friends, it is always good to go back home, but there is something equally wonderful about returning to this home we have built together here in Scotland. I have just come back from Cameroon, where the sun was still arguing loudly with the clouds and winning every time. I left a place where December is so warm, the chickens look exhausted, only for me to land in Scotland, where the wind greeted me like a long-lost cousin, slapping my face and shouting, "Welcome back." It is a shock to the system going from roasting plantains in 30-degree heat to defending your dignity against a Tay-Bridge breeze. In Cameroon, we wiped sweat. In Scotland, we wipe tears the wind has forced out of our eyes. But as I stepped into Newport on Tay Church this morning and saw your faces, I felt something familiar. Something warmer than the Harmattan sun, that sense of a church family gathered in expectation. So if Cameroon welcomed me with heat, Scotland welcomed me with hope. And there is no better season for that than Advent. There is a Cameroonian proverb that says, when your neighbor wakes you because your own house is on fire, do not pretend you were already awake. I learned this the hard way as a child in my hometown in Woom. One night, a distant uncle banged on our window, shouting, "Wake up! Something is burning!" My father leaped from his bed like an Olympic athlete. The rest of us followed, stumbling and confused. We rushed outside only to discover that nothing was on fire at all. It was simply a neighbor roasting maize at midnight. The danger was imaginary, but our wakefulness was very real. Sleep had fled, hearts were pounding. Suddenly, we were wide awake. Years later, I realized Scotland has its own version of that story. It doesn't involve maize, but it does involve panic. One icy winter night in student accommodation in Edinburgh, the fire alarm erupted with the fury of bagpipes being strangled. Within seconds, the entire building emptied into the courtyard. Students wrapped in duvets, some in pyjamas that defied public decency, and one heroic lad clutching a kettle as if it were the crown jewels. When the warden declared it a false alarm, no one pretended they had been calmly awake. We had been jolted into full alertness, whether we wanted it or not. Two continents, two cultures, one human truth. We are never as awake as we think we are until something shakes us. And that is precisely what Advent does. It knocks on our window like my uncle. It sounds like that Scottish fire alarm. It interrupts our sleep, our routine, our quiet assumption that all is well. Advent is God saying, wake up, the light is near. Do not pretend you were alert. Let me awaken you. This multicultural wake-up call prepares the heart for the Advent message. The God who comes is not looking for people who pretend to be awake, but people who are honest enough to rise when he knocks and alert enough to welcome the one who is coming. And that is why Revelation 3 is a remarkably fitting text for this first Sunday in Advent, because Jesus speaks to the church in Sardis like someone knocking on the window at midnight, saying, wake up before the fire consumes what remains of your faith. When the risen Christ speaks to Sardis, his words cut with surgical precision. You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. It is a haunting verdict, made all the more tragic because Sardis had every advantage. Once the pride of Lydia, Sardis sat high upon a rocky acropolis, a natural fortress with sheer cliffs on three sides and a single guarded pathway leading up. Its citizens believed themselves immune to danger. Wealth flowed in like the shimmering gold carried by the Pactolus River. Its kings minted the first coins in the ancient world. Its mints boasted of Midas' golden torch, and its walls seemed to rise like the very symbol of invincibility. But the tragedy of Sardis was not invasion, it was complacency. Twice in its history, the city fell not because an enemy was stronger, but because Sardis stopped watching. Under Cyrus of Persia and later Antiochus III, enemy soldiers scaled the unguarded cliffs with ease. Not a sword was raised, not a trumpet sounded. The great city of gold collapsed under the weight of its own carelessness. Reputation had whispered, Sardis is secure. But reality thundered, Sardis is asleep. It is this bitter memory Christ seizes to diagnose the church. You are repeating the same mistake. Your spiritual watchtower is unmanned. Your soul has dozed off. You are alive in rumor, but dead in reality. And Advent, with its ancient cry to awake, awake, O Zion, echoes the warning. Do not sleep through the coming of Christ, whether in the quiet of Bethlehem's manger or the thunder of his final glory. If the Church of Sardis existed today, TripAdvisor would rave about it. 5 stars, excellent hospitality, polished worship, strong music program, sleek facade. Its website would shine, its branding would impress, and its weekly attendance graphs would climb steadily. But Christ is not fooled by well-designed reputations. He knows the scent of decay beneath the perfume of success. And this ancient critique is painfully contemporary. We too live in an age where reputation often masquerades as reality. Economies boast of stability while injustice festers in the margins. Politicians smile for cameras while truth erodes behind the scenes. Social media shimmers with curated happiness, masking silent despair. Churches display vibrant activity, yet quietly bleed their spiritual pulse. Our world is filled with sadnesses, cultures and systems that sparkle by daylight and crumble by nightfall. So Advent arrives as a holy interruption, a knock at the world's window, a whisper to a weary church, and everywhere, wake up. Do not confuse motion for life. Do not be lulled into the sleep of reputation, For if Sardis teaches us anything, it is this: a city may flourish, a nation may prosper, and a church may gleam, and still be dying from the inside out. As Soren Kierkegaard observed, the most dangerous illness is not the one that kills the body, but the one that numbs the spirit until a person no longer realizes he is dying. Advent is not simply a countdown to Christmas. It is the church's annual alarm clock. In Cameroon, we would call it the early morning cry, the rooster that crows before dawn, reminding you that night will not last forever. And Jesus says three urgent things to Sardis that echo straight into Advent 2025. The first is wake up. The second is strengthen what remains. And the third is remember, hold fast, and repent. In other words, return to first love before it is too late. Jesus adds a warning appropriate for Advent. If you do not wake up, I will come like a thief. Not a threat, but a mercy. Advent reminds us that the one who once came gently in a manger will one day come in glory and judgment. I often describe how the rhythms of life in Cameroon shaped me. Villages waking slowly before sunrise, families gathering with expectation, stories told around fires, and communities leaning toward Christmas with song and anticipation. Coming to Scotland, I discovered the beauty of another kind. Advent wreaths, crisp mornings over the tay, quiet expectation rather than noisy celebration. But in both places, one truth remains. People are longing, deeply, quietly, sometimes desperately, for God to come close. Advent promises he has, he does, and he will. Yet, like Sardis, we can lose the inward fire while maintaining outward rhythm. We can sing the carols, light the candles, decorate the church, plan the services, exchange gifts, and still miss the cry of Advent. Oh, sleeper, awake! Christ is coming to you. But even in the midst of rebuke, Jesus speaks with tenderness. You still have a few in Sardis who have not soiled their garments. Not everyone has drifted into sleep. A remnant remains, small perhaps, but burning with quiet fidelity. And to them he promises white robes, not the color of outward display, but the sign of an inward reality. Purity restored, truth reclaimed, conscience clarified, and hope renewed. In Advent language, Christ wraps his people not in reputation, but in the nearness of God himself. My dear Christian friends, as Advent dawns, Christ's question to Sardis becomes Christ's question to us. Do you have a reputation of being alive when in truth you are drifting into sleep? It is an uncomfortable question, but it is also a merciful one, because Advent hope always exposes us not to shame, but to awaken us. And if we are honest, many of us know what it is to appear steady while our inner life has grown thin. We know how to sing the hymns without hearing their meaning, how to speak of faith while quietly starving spiritually, how to look busy in the church while our hearts grew inattentive. Advent does not condemn us for this. It simply refuses to let us stay there. Advent is Christ's gentle notch on the shoulder. Wake up, be present to me again. It invites us to remember what we once received, to turn again toward the light before the dawn breaks. Repentance here is not a heavy hammer. It is the hopeful act of someone opening the curtains to let in the morning. And perhaps all we can offer at first is the small flicker of devotion we still carry. A single chapter of scripture, one quiet prayer before sleep, a moment of silence in a rushed day, an act of kindness no one sees, a renewed commitment to honesty and love. These are the simple ways we strengthen what remains. These are the ways life begins to return. Advent reminds us that Christ desires room in us, not a perfect room, but an open one. When the world fills us with noise, Advent teaches us to clear a little space so Christ may dwell where fear or indifference once lived. And we do this because our hope is not in routine or reputations, but in a Savior who is coming. In Bethlehem's cradle, in the quiet work of the Spirit now, and one day in glory. And he makes this astonishing promise. If you stay awake, if you turn to me, if you walk with me, I will never blot your name from the book of life. This is Advent's bright joy. That is the hope of our church and this community. Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word to us this morning. We pray that this Advent would be more than just candles and carols. May it be a season of awakening where our outward appearances and our true selves are united by the grace of Christ, shaping us from within. And may we find ourselves among those who walk with him in white, made worthy not by our perfection, but by God's redeeming love. Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the church. Amen. Hymn, All Things Bright and Beautiful, 137. Please be seated. Let us pray. Let us dedicate the offering. Generous God, you have awakened us again to your light and your love. As we bring these gifts, we offer more than coins and envelopes. We bring our gratitude, our hopes, our longing to live awake to your presence. Take what we give today and use it to strengthen what remains in your church, to encourage the weary, to comfort the lonely, to bless this community of Newport-on-Tay, and to shine your Advent hope into places that feel forgotten. May these gifts speak of our desire to be alive in you, not in reputation only, but in truth, in compassion, and in joyful obedience. We dedicate them in the name of Christ, the one who is coming and who is already near. Amen. Let us intercede. And there is a responsory. Awaken us, Lord, and strengthen what remains. Lord Jesus Christ, light of Advent, you call your church to awaken and watch. Stir our hearts again. Or, awaken us, Lord, and strengthen what remains. For your church in Newport-on-Tay, for those whose faith is burning bright, and for those whose faith flickers like a dying wick, awaken us to your presence. Or, awaken us, Lord, and strengthen what remains. For our community, for neighbors facing loneliness, families under financial strain, children growing up in uncertainty, and all who search quietly for hope, wrap this town in your compassion. All, awaken us, Lord, and strengthen what remains. For our nation, for leaders burdened by decisions, for those affected by economic pressures, for those navigating immigration challenges, for all who long for justice and stability, guide us with your truth. Awaken us, Lord, and strengthen what remains. For the world you love, for regions torn by war and violence, Gaza and Israel, Ukraine and Russia, Sudan, Haiti, and every land where peace feels far away, let the good news of Isaiah ring out, your God reigns. All, awaken us, Lord, and strengthen what remains. For all who suffer in body, mind, or spirit, for the sick, the grieving, the anxious, the weary, and the waiting, and all who carry unspoken burdens this Advent, bring healing and renewed hope. Awaken us, Lord, and strengthen what remains. For ourselves, where we have slept through your whispers, where reputation has hidden our true condition, where our love has grown cold, wake us gently, Lord, and let your coming find us ready. Awaken us, Lord, and strengthen what remains. God of Advent, open our eyes, steady our hearts, and prepare us for the one who is coming in Bethlehem's cradle, in the quiet work of the Spirit, and one day in glory. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Our final hymn is O for a Thousand Tongues to Sing. It's 3-5-2.
Thank you.
Go in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God, who knows the thoughts and desires of every heart, guide and strengthen and fill you with all spiritual blessings and grace, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith in the world. Amen.